What happens when the hunter becomes the hunted? Or at least when the movie reviewer becomes the reviewed? Stephen Hunter, the Pulitzer Prize-winning film critic for The Washington Post, knows better than most. Years ago, Mr. Hunter wrote the book Point of Impact. It's now been turned into a movie, Shooter, directed by Antoine Fuqua and starring Mark Wahlberg. The movie opens this weekend. Stephen Hunter has written many other books, including Pale Horse Coming and Time to Hunt. An unofficial fan website calls them some of the greatest and most undersung novels in American literature. Stephen Hunter joins us from the Washington Post. Mr. Hunter, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Scott.
Did you have any involvement in the film?
This thing took so long that I have distant memories, about 15 years old, of actually writing a draft, which I think is famous in Hollywood lore as the worst adaptation of a novel ever written. And they fired me, and that was the smartest thing they could have done. And I took my defeat gracefully and went back to reviewing movies. And then, as I say, 12 years passed, and I heard nothing, and there were weird little rumors, and names would float up and be attached to it and then disappear without explanation. And finally, 2 years ago, I heard from a producer who told me that they were making it. It had been green-lighted, as they say. And this production outfit was very solicitous of my goodwill. They sent me the script, which I never read. And he hadn't selected a director then, but he'd gotten it down to two. And I lobbied for Antoine, and whether or not that had anything to do with it, I don't know. But I was very happy when Antoine came aboard. And they did have me down for one day where I got to feel important. And I walked around in a blue pinstripe suit, and they actually shot a little scene with me.
Did you hit the cutting room floor, or you?
I did hit the cutting room floor. That's okay. It's better that way. I may be on the DVD.
the director's cut, right?
Yeah.
Or in your case, the novelist cut.
I guess so, yeah. It's all so much fun. You know, it's so wonderfully twisted and filled with irony and treachery and comedy. I've just really enjoyed it as an experience, regardless of how it turns out.
Well, let's listen to a clip. I guess it's a couple of amateurs. Mark Wahlberg, who plays your hero, Bobby Lee Swagger, and we'll call him a marksman, living in Montana. And in this clip, Danny Glover, is he like his controller or something? Or?
Yeah, he's recruiting him, and you learn very early on, he's a treacherous villain.
There's going to be an attempt on the life of the president in the next 2 weeks. Code was broken on an anonymous transmission. It was internal. We can't go to the usual agencies. The government itself has been penetrated. Standard Secret Service protective cordon is out to 880 yards. But this intercept claims that the shot would be taken from beyond a mile. We need you to scout. Tell us how you would do it so we can stop it.
Oh, boy.
Pretty darn scary, huh?
Now, what do professional screenwriters do that at this point you would concede had escaped you, at least when you tried your first draft for the screenplay 15 years ago?
They edit. They go through very rigorously, and they jettison everything that's backstory. Mm-hmm. They combine characters. They compress. And they reduce my story, which had 131 beats, to about 4 beats. This happens, then that happens, then the next thing happens, and then the movie is over. And what you're getting is you're not getting the book, and this is a principle I didn't understand. You're essentially getting postcards from the book. I mean, the novel is adjusted to my talents, and I have a gushy talent. I can't shut up, as you're learning today to your horror. Whereas the screenwriter has a succinct talent, and he knows how to get the most out of a single word. It's almost like poets in prose.
Does the whole protracted nature of the process, which finally turned your book into a movie, in any way affect your critical judgments as a critic? Now that you know how difficult it is to get any kind of film.
That's a wonderful question for which I have an exceedingly dumb answer, and it is that I don't yet know. I will say that this has been very eye-opening for me. And we critics, we sort of affect a professional nonchalance, and we see the movies, and we write down our reaction to it. And then we sort of go on. And having run with the fox, after all these years of running with the dogs, I realized that the fox, you know, the fox is indisputably alive and indisputably has hopes and dreams and aspirations. And, I mean, this is going to be another interesting couple of months to see how I come out on the other side of it.
Stephen Hunter, film critic of the Washington Post and author of the novel Point of Impact, which has now been made into a movie, Shooter, with Mark Wahlberg, that's opening this weekend. And to listen to Stephen Hunter's Oscar speech, whether he ever gets a chance to deliver it, it's already on our website, npr.org. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Scott.